Psalms 108:1 through 109:31. Devotional Focus Verse. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies. Psalm 108:12-13. During World War II, the compassionate and devout family of watchmaker Caspar Ten Boom provided refuge for people fleeing the Nazi secret police in Holland. A small secret area was created behind one wall of daughter Corey's tiny bedroom on the uppermost story of the family home. Access to this 30-inch deep hiding place was gained by crawling on hands and knees through a cupboard's panel, which was carefully stained on the exterior to blend with its surroundings. With ventilation to the outside, this tiny cubicle could temporarily hold a handful of refugees, often as many as 7 people, Jews and members of the Dutch underground, were housed in the Ten Boom home. The family and their associated contacts within the network of the Harlem Underground saved the lives of an estimated 800 Jews and protected many Dutch underground workers. Because of their involvement in sheltering enemies of the Third Reich, the Ten Boom home was raided in early 1944, and all members of the family were imprisoned. When Corey's 84-year-old father was asked if he knew he could be killed for helping Jews, he replied, "It would be an honor to give my life for God's ancient people." He died after only 10 days in prison. Some family members were subsequently released, but Corey and her sister Betsy remained incarcerated. During their imprisonment, they were moved to 3 different prisons, the last being the infamous Ravensbrück concentration camp near Berlin, Germany. While incarcerated, Corey and Betsy shared God's love with their fellow prisoners, reading scriptures and praying with them, and many were led to Christ. Through their spiritual focus and steadfast commitment to God, the two encouraged their fellow prisoners and were able to avoid sinking to the level of their captors. Corey and her sister proved the truth of our focus verse, that through God we shall do valiantly. Although Betsy died at Ravensbrück, she never relinquished her trust in God. And Corey survived. After her miraculous release, Corey realized that life was a gift, and she needed to share what she and Betsy had learned. She began an international ministry that took her into more than 60 countries in the next 32 years. She testified frequently that their strength and courage came from the power of God. He was the divine source which enabled them to endure and triumph over the evil of their enemies. She was tireless in proclaiming the message that Jesus is victor. Though we may go through trials here in this life, God can give us strength and courage to do valiantly in the face of every foe. Like Corey and Betsy Ten Boom, we can be confident that our ultimate deliverance is sure. Background information. Psalm 108. Psalm 108 is comprised of the endings of 2 previous psalms. Verses 1 through 5 are taken from Psalm 57, 7 through 11, which tells of David's determination to trust God while fleeing from King Saul in the desert of Engedi, 1 Samuel 24. Verse 5, which concludes this portion, gives the purpose of this psalm, to exalt God with the highest praise and honor. Verses 6 through 13 are from Psalm 60, 5 through 12, in which David expressed his confidence in God's deliverance in spite of troubling military circumstances. Comparing the historical accounts in 2 Samuel 8, 13 through 14, 1 Kings 11, 15 through 16, and 1 Chronicles 18, 12 through 13 reveals that while David was fighting with his army in the north against the Ammonites and Syrians, he received word that the Edomites had attacked their nation from the south. In verses 7 through 9, David related that God had said he would conquer all the land of Canaan, including the nations within, Shechem, and the nations without, Succoth. He had also said he would bring back those who followed Saul, Gilead, and Manasseh, make Ephraim his army, and establish Judah as the seat of his government. Moab would be a servant, one who washes feet, Edom a slave, one who carries shoes, and Philistia a trophy. In verses 10 through 13, David acknowledged that such a victory could not be accomplished by man alone, but he was certain that with God's help, they would prevail. Psalm 109. Psalm 109 is a prayer ascribed to David, in which he asks God to defend him against his enemies and reward them according to their sinful deeds. It is dedicated to the chief musician. The term Natsach, translated as chief musician, occurs in the titles of 55 psalms, all but two of which were authored by David. Psalm 109 is the last of the imprecatory psalms and expresses special indignation against liars and slanderers. The background for this psalm is not established, but it may have been Saul's persecution of David instigated by Doeg, or Absalom's rebellion and the treachery of Ahithophel. In either case, the psalmist's complaint clearly was set in historical circumstances and was not just a general cry to God for the punishment of the wicked. The maledictions, curses or calling down of judgment, in this psalm must be understood in context of the Old Testament revelation of God and his ways, compared to Christ's New Testament teachings of love and justice. For example, David asked in verse 6 that his enemy be ruled by a wicked man, and that Satan would stand at his right hand, a position typically taken by a trusted counselor or advisor. In verse 11, he pleaded that the extortioner would catch or seize all that his enemy had. The statement that strangers would spoil his enemy's labor could be translated, plunder the fruits of his toil. In verses 21 through 31, the psalmist turned from contemplating vengeance upon his enemies to a consideration of the goodness of God and his hope for vindication. As is often the case in psalms of lament, David ended with a vow to praise God, his great defender. Conclusion. We may encounter cruel people or face unjust persecution along life's pathway. However, we know that God will mete out ultimate justice. In the meantime, he can give us strength and grace to endure.